At Bella Ballerina Dance Studios, we dance through storybook themes to bring them to life. On the Bella Ballerina Storytime podcast, we'll share with you our favorite storybooks so that you can fall in love with them just like we did. You'll meet imaginative characters and be swept away to magical places as we read our favorite storybooks aloud. We can't wait to tell you a story. Let's turn the page. Hi friends, this is Miss Natalie. Today we are reading Camilla the Cupcake Fairy, written by Tim Thugbird and Laura Eid. This is one of my favorite stories, not just because it's written about cupcakes, because it's written about all the magical things you can do when your friends get involved. Two minds are better than one, three minds are better than two, and I know that when you're with your friends, you can come up with some creative, amazing ideas. What's one of the most fun, creative things you have ever thought to do with your friends? I want you to think about that as you read this story. And here we go. On Camilla's fifth birthday, the pink fairy post sent Camilla what she dreamed of most. Not a hat or a doll or a plant in a pot or anything else she'd already got. She tore off the paper and giggled with glee. "A wand," cried Camilla, "and meant just for me." It was so very shiny and sparkly and new. Her very first wand, but what would it do? If she waved it carefully and closed her eyes tight, could she wish for a party with dancing all night? Or if she sat nicely, not making a noise, would it make her bed neatly and put away toys? Or would it put on a show with a dancing dog? The answer was no, but what it could make, Camilla was told, was frosting for cake. So she found a plain cupcake, which she placed by her feet, her wand at the ready to make a pink treat. And holding the wand, Camilla stood straight. She took a deep breath, but just could not wait. She waved it so fast, the wand would not stop whirling and twirling and flashing on top. It jumped and it jerked with a rattle and shake. It jiggled and juddered till she thought it would break. Then with a bang, bright stars filled the air. She looked for sweet frosting, but the cupcake was bare. And there on the top, not making a sound, was a tiny white mouse with eyes bright and round. So she started again, this time taking care to wave the wand gently, but look what was there. Covering the cake where the frosting should be, mashed potato was all she could see. So she tried one more wave, not too fast or too slow. Now topping the cake, there was nothing but snow. Well, snowballs and snowmen, she didn't mind much, but this fancy frosting was just the wrong kind. Oh dear, thought Camilla, this just isn't right. My wand is not working. I'll be here all night. But then, when it seemed she was down on her luck, Mrs. Sprinkles drove by in her pink fairy truck. Camilla asked nicely, "What should I do?" Her teacher said kindly, "I'll give you a clue. Working alone is never much fun, but with help from your friends, the job is soon done." So she called her friends on her pink fairy phone. Molly and Maya were glad to be home. Said Molly to Maya, "Our friend's in a state. Let's fly to Camilla. This problem won't wait." They held the wand steady with their eyes closed tight. As they worked hard together, it shone a bright light. Then crossed their fingers in a shower of gold twinkles. They all wished together for frosting and sprinkles. All of a sudden, the fairy friends found the tastiest treat just there on the ground. With sparkling sprinkles and frosting so sweet, the best ever cupcake was right at their feet. So the wand could work wonders, but nothing compared to the gift of true friendship the three fairies shared. And that, my friends, is the END. What did you think of today's story? If you enjoyed listening, make sure to write a review, and we might even read it aloud on a future episode. To find a Bella Ballerina storybook-themed dance class, check out all of our locations on bellaballerina.com. We're always looking to visit new cities and find new studio owners through our franchise opportunity. Check it out.